Well, when it comes to retirement planning, we don't have that luxury. Because the key is, everyone will get to a certain age where perhaps they can't work anymore. So you've got to ask yourself, how long do you plan on working? And these are questions that are laid out in the workbook. One of the things is, how long do you plan on working? Okay, so now you set a date when you're planning to retire. And sometimes it's interesting because I've got different schools of thought on that as well. I've got some people that say, well, I'm going to retire by age 50. And I've got some people that say, well, as long as I'm breathing, I'm still working. And that's great. The key is being able to make that decision on your own. Because I've seen some people that as long as they're breathing, they're still working, but out of necessity. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of real estate investors, stock market traders, internet marketers. I mean, pretty much it runs the gambit, all sorts of different professions that I've worked with people on. And they say, well, I want to work as long as I possibly can. And then sometimes I'll have people that say, hey, I'm done. I have a goal right now. I'm working towards it. And I'm out. And then they have a very specific plan, and it's what drives them. It's what gets them up in the morning. Well, contrast that to people that just live their lives. They say, all right, it's just another day of work. I guess I'll get up. And they've got no plan for what happens when you're not going to get up and go to work that day. Because a lot of people, if you look at age 65 is kind of the retirement age, what you've got to think about is once I'm age 65, and I'll just kind of use that age, what are you going to do after that? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to live? Now, while we'd like to think that, oh, well, by that time, all my bills will be paid for. I won't have to worry about it. You know, I saw an interesting quote the other day from Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab estimates that for every $1,000 that you would like to receive per month in retirement income, you will need $230,000 in assets. I mean, think about that. So that means if you want $12,000 a year, you need $230,000 in your retirement plan. You know, in the workbook, we ask the question, how much do you have in your retirement plan? How much do you want as far as retirement income? If you look at that, what if you want $2,000 a month? That means you need $460,000. That's just $24,000 a year. That's almost poverty level.